number 10,666, Clean Energy USA LLC, west of US Route 13, 694 feet south of Road 481, a special use exception to place a windmill.
Name and address.
Craig Reedson, PO Box 1003, Ocean View, Delaware, 1997. That is my home address.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. And before he gets started, I told you we had the issue of that I wanted to look into regarding windmills. The new law took effect July 1st. So anything filed prior to July 1 still comes under the old existing ordinance. And it looked like this one was filed June 16. So it still comes in under the existing law.
Thank you for that. Good evening, sir.
My name is Craig Littleton with Clean Energy, representing Clean Energy and Mr. Tim Ayers, the owner and of the Sussex Guide at right outside Seaford. We're looking to place a SkyStream 3.7 in the front of this property. And I believe you have all the information on the setbacks. Is there any other information that I need to supply?
You've got a...
Meets all the setback requirements?
Yes.
So there's no variance request?
Actually, I am...
Is there a map or anything, a survey attached?
It was on there. I am 75 feet from the road edge and 60 feet from the north side coming into the property.
No variances needed.
I'm sorry?
No variance. Need setback requirements.
No variances are needed.
So how will this not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties?
Pardon, sir.
The question for us tonight is, and for you to answer, is how will this not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties?
I don't see anything that would substantially cause any problems with the windmill there. We are next to the church. The church is well for it. On the other side of the highway, nothing there that we see that was going to be causing any obstructions from signs or public view.
Is there actually enough wind there?
It is just below a 2. Really not enough to file for grants for Mr. Ayers. Mm-hmm. It was just something that Mr. Ayers does want to add to his solar system that we put on there to go hybrid. So he wanted wind, he went solar, but now he liked to do wind too. But he doesn't really qualify for grants. It's a mid 2. So, but it is a working system.
Long payback. Long payback.
Wind is, yes. Wind's about 12 years versus solar is about 3.5.
Nothing
on the...
There's nothing to apply for.
I'm just looking at that. Dang it, 206.
The survey doesn't seem to reflect where the location of the windmill would be.
Put it on there?
Yeah, in the back. It's on our sheet here.
Survey doesn't locate.
It's going to be behind the building?
It's going to be in the front of the building and behind his front sign.
It's on the photograph, I see.
Okay. It's in the front of the building.
Front of the building?
At the front of the building.
But behind his
right
sign.
Behind his the guide sign. Approximately right. About 6 feet behind the sign.
75 feet, you say, off of
correct.
13? And
yes.
How tall?
Yes.
How tall?
45 feet.
45 feet.
The footing will be a 6x6x6 concrete reinforced
gotcha.
Steel.
Susan, what's the 5 years? On yours. You have that on yours?
There really is no 5-year limitation
no.
In a commercial.
No.
So.
To guard that, yeah.
Okay, 5 years, okay. I didn't think we had anything on that, but then we're going to take it back down again in 5 years.
Yeah, they were, it was, yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was crossed off before you got it.
Okay. I think Mr. Mills asked, I didn't quite hear. You're using that to generate electric for the place?
That's correct, yes.
And it will run that place?
It won't run it, not as much as he has there, but it will help.
It will help?
Yeah, it will help. He's gone solar on the top side and then the windmill on the front. So between the two, we've probably cleared about 50% of his power bill.
50%, okay.
Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wharton?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one? Okay. Do you want to come up? And you need to go bring me sworn in first, sir, please.
Name and address.
Michael E. Rue.
R-H-U-E.
210 East 6th Street, Blades, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. I'm Michael Rue. I live in the Blades area and very familiar with this site. I wasn't aware of the hearing until yesterday. My brother from Hurlock had seen the solar panels, and we rode by and saw the sign for the public hearing. I want to come out tentatively to support this project. The governor of the state of Delaware is in support of green energy and green technology, and I think that this would be an ideal opportunity to show that we're not just giving lip service to green energy and green technology. And given the height of the windmill and the setbacks, it doesn't sound like it's going to create a safety problem. There's a church behind it, and there's commercial property adjacent to it, but I think it'll be an asset to the community, and it'll also be attractive as far as showing that Delaware is interested in green technology. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing no opposition?
Chairman, we did receive an email from a Steve Carey. He had asked for a location picture on Friday, and it was emailed to him. But then he emailed back thanking us for sending the location picture for the proposed windmill. I can't be at the hearing tonight. If this special reception has any effect on the future use of my property, then I strongly object to it being granted. Then he asked questions, will this windmill affect any rezoning, development plans, or sale of my property for potential commercial or residential use now or in the future? I emailed back that we could not answer those questions for him.
Right. And it would be the onus on him to come and disprove.
Correct. I just wanted you aware of this in case there were issues of not receiving it.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has argued reasonably that this request won't substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. And knowing the property, I tend to agree. And we make a motion that we approve case number 10,666.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Okay.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,666. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.